Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 34th Annual Structural Pest Management Association Conference. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to say that in one breath because it's such a long acronym. My name is Sandy Costa, and I will be your host for today, along with the help of some of your board of directors. I'd like to start off by thanking all the ladies in the audience. It seems that every year we have more and more of you here, so thanks for being here. I'd also like to thank the gentlemen for dusting off their suits and looking so handsome today. We have a great day planned for you. This morning we're going to hear from our SPMAO president as well as the CPMA president. At 9 o'clock, our keynote speaker Tim Gard will come up, and he's sponsored by Bayer. We'll pause for our first break at 10:30, and that's sponsored by Bell Labs in the exhibit hall, so take the time to visit with the exhibitors while you're in there. We'll meet back here at 10:45, where we'll hear from Pepe on canine detection, followed by Gizmos and Gadgets, where the exhibitors have an opportunity to speak to you about unique products and services that will help you within the industry. That's going to complete our morning session. Again, our lunch will be served at 12 o'clock in the exhibit hall. You know, take the time again to mingle with the exhibitors, and if you'd like to bring your lunch back here to eat, you can do that as well. The afternoon session is going to resume at 1:30, and we'll hear from Tim St. Pierre. He'll talk to us a little bit about some communication options that are out there, followed by Grant Henderson, who will speak on key survival strategies for a tough economy. Our afternoon break will start at 3. We'll meet back here at 3:15, and we'll close the afternoon session with, there's been a slight change in your program. Dr. Kayla Badler unfortunately couldn't make it today. He had some unforeseen circumstances that prevented him from leaving the country. So we've been lucky enough to contact Alicia Lowe from the City of Toronto, and she'll give us an update on the status of bedbugs in Toronto and where the city is headed with funding for 2012. John Murphy, who's covering rodent control, will be the closing speaker in today's afternoon sessions. All this information is found in your conference program. I hope you all pick them up at the front when you're registered, and there's pages on there where you can make notes along the way as well. I'd like to take the opportunity to mention something really unique about today's session and tomorrow's session as well. We're actually going to be audio recording the speakers so that once you leave here, we'll send you a blast email when the audible is available on the members section only of the website, so you can actually download that audio recording and share it with your staff members that weren't able to be here today, and you can use it as a training tool as well. So thank you to all the speakers for allowing that material to be accessible to our members. A big thank you to our sponsors and exhibitors. They play an integral role in making this event possible. So please join me in a round of applause for the sponsors and exhibitors. Thank you. And just a few more things before we get started. The washrooms are located outside of the ballroom to the left. We've also negotiated a special parking rate, a flat rate of $10. So as you're leaving, just let the attendant know that you're here with the SPMAO and they'll give you that discounted rate. And lastly, I'd like to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones, or actually turn them to silent so that we're not disrupting the speakers. And should you have to take a call, just step out to the foyer so that you're not disrupting the session that's going on. And so let's get the morning started. Without further delay, it is my pleasure to introduce you to your 2012 SPMAO president, Mr. David Bainbridge.
Not anticipating that. That's a nice touch. All right, thanks. I've put some notes up here, and I went through them, and I think Sandy stole quite a few of my lines. That was fantastic, though. It's great. What I'd like to do, welcome you to the 34th Annual SPMAO Conference. I'm going to say it the easy way. We all know it's Structural Pest Management Association of Ontario. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to attend. As in past years, our aim is to provide you with the opportunity to learn about new products and equipment and services through the many companies in the sold-out exhibit hall. To learn something new or get updated on business functions as well as pests and methods of control from the incredible lineup of speakers. And, of course, the opportunity to connect and reconnect with your fellow industry professionals. We don't get the opportunity to get together as a group too often like this, once a year really, and a couple of other smaller functions, and those that go to the CPM or the Canadian, I'll leave that to Bill to discuss. We have a great turnout today and tomorrow. I believe we have 100 full registrations for today and tomorrow, and we have 180 plus registered for tomorrow's Tech Day. It's an incredible number. It's something that it says a lot, because we are not a recertification province. That's pretty impressive numbers. It shows great interest and passion you have for your industry to attend, because you really want to and not because you have to for recertification credits. You clearly feel there is some value to you and your business in attending the conference, and you are clearly right. We would love to see that passion for your industry to also become a passion to be involved in your industry's association. While the time commitments and such required to serve on a board are not available to everyone, you're obviously intelligent enough to own, operate, or manage aspects of a pest control business, and as such, we would love to have your input, feedback, and involvement in your association. Of course, if you do have the time available to commit, we would love to see your name on the ballot for future boards, or speak to us about possibly volunteering on behalf of mail in your region. Okay. At this time, I would like to thank the 2011 Board of Directors for the commitment to the industry. Not coincidentally, the members' names are extremely similar to the 2012 board, who I'll introduce momentarily. One person, I don't believe he's made it here yet, but one person who's not returning to the board in 2012, I'd be greatly missed, that I'd like to take the time to thank, is Ted Berdowski. Ted has chosen to take a well-deserved break from the board for the first time in what seems like forever. Ted's an incredible example of a hardworking business owner that chose to get involved and give back to the industry that's provided so much to him. We are all beneficiaries of his involvement. And the reason I single Ted out is because Ted kind of more or less inspired me to get involved. I thought I just had the way I spoke. I'm kind of a say-it-as-it-is type person. And I thought there was no room for me to be standing up representing an association or an industry with that type of... Ted cleared the way for that. He's certainly a straight shooter, and I really thank him for inspiring me to do that, and that's great. I would now like to introduce the 2012 Board of Directors. We have our Vice President and MC extraordinaire, Sandy Costa, past President Rob Quinn, who I believe is away on business, soon to be official treasurer again for 17th consecutive year, Sharon Izzo. Please stand. Okay. Waving. You don't want to stand up, Sharon. I got it. Directors, Jeff Walsh, Elizabeth Naylor-Wolf, and John Howlett, and returning as directors, Brian Wright and Al Middleton. Okay. Al also teaches our structural training sessions, one of which is beginning the last week of February. You can register online or through Greg at the reception right now if you choose to, or you can contact Bond through the info found on our Spamail website. This has been an extremely successful venture on behalf of Spamail in educating those going into our industry. It is a use-it-or-lose-it type functional, obviously, if we do not have people going into it. And we have had some spectacular numbers. Gal said generally we've had some that had 30 in it, but usually the numbers are between 18 and 24 at each course. And it's very beneficial. CNLA membership. It's included in your Spamail membership. You'll see there's a CNLA booth with Joe Slammy. God, I hope I said that right, Joe. I'm sorry. he's out there. Not everyone is using the benefits available through this association. So if your company uses gas, if you accept Visa or MasterCard, I think that's pretty much everybody, every business in this room, uniforms, that likes... There is discounts available to you. I would really strongly recommend you utilize them, especially since the industry is made up of so many small businesses. Any benefits you can get is best. And it's such a small percentage of the companies that are using it, nowhere near the number that should. I'd like to also thank all the sponsors. I mean, it's fantastic. An event such as this does not go on without the sponsors and their generosity. I would now like to call up our CPMA President, Bill Melville. Sir.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And welcome again. Nice crowd and a better crowd tomorrow. That's really impressive. Just want to say thanks to everybody and welcome everybody on behalf of the Canadian Pest Control Association and the National Pest Management Association, and point out that our next Canadian conference is coming up in Vancouver in March 8th to 10th in Vancouver. The week before that, if you're taking a trip out west, the Pacific Northwest Conference in Hood River is having their annual conference in Hood River the 1st to 3rd of March, so the weekend before. So if you want to do Portland, Oregon for a week and then go to Vancouver for a week, you'll have some really nice training. Really good group out there. The Vancouver Conference is actually really exciting. We've got some good speakers coming to it, and it's been fun putting the whole program together. I've got a bunch of brochures that I'll find a table over the next hour or so for professional women in pest management. Sandy made a comment to that there's more and more females in our industry, and that's nice to see. And Quality Pro and the benefits of the association. So, and of course, the Vancouver pest management brochure and information, hotels and that. So I'll find a table that, and I'll be here the next 2 days. So anyone has any questions about CPMA, NPMA, or the upcoming conferences, just track me down. Got a little 7-minute presentation that NPMA put together that some of you may have seen, but others I don't think have. And it's titled Pride and Professionalism, something we show at our branch meetings, something we show new technicians, because this is an industry that I think those of us that have been around for, Sharon, you've been 17 years as treasurer, it shows the commitment people have. I've been in this industry 35 years, and you wouldn't do it if you weren't proud of what you do. So it's going to take 7 minutes and show this video, and I think everyone will enjoy it.
As a pest control professional, I'm proud that the work I do benefits millions of people every day, making them healthier, safer, and happier. I'm glad to have this opportunity to share with you how pest control professionals help to improve the quality of life of people all over the world. At the dawn of the 20th century, life expectancy at birth in the United States was 49 years. By the century's end, it was 77 years, with similar gains throughout the world. Public health officials attribute this dramatic increase to three things: better sanitation, better pharmaceuticals and medicine, and better pest control. In other words, pest control professionals are not only protecting most people's largest investment, their property, but their health as well. In fact, when you consider the worldwide scope of pest-related damage and disease, it's hard to exaggerate the role of pest control in making the world a healthier, more hospitable place for humanity. Termites and other wood-destroying insects cause millions of dollars in damage to houses and other structures in the United States every year. Mosquitoes spread West Nile virus. Ticks, Lyme disease. Cockroaches contribute to asthma. Rats and mice spread germs and diseases. Bees and wasps kill more people in the U.S. every year than do rattlesnakes. We see these frightening scenarios played out in the news on a regular basis.
One official describes the mosquito-borne disease as a viral hurricane.
Lyme disease can cause a variety of conditions, including heart disease.
Complaints about rats in New York City are on the rise.
7 cases of malaria popping up around Palm Beach County. Health officials are going on the offensive.
Just imagine the destruction, suffering, and loss of life that would result if harmful pests weren't kept in check. Without pest control, restaurants and other public food places would have to close because of unsanitary conditions. Food processors wouldn't be able to provide us with clean, healthy food. Hospitals would become places where diseases were spread from one person to another instead of cured. When you take all of that into consideration, pest control professionals have rightfully earned a place alongside healthcare, law enforcement, social welfare, and other professionals as the shapers of the quality of life we all enjoy. More and more, the public is seeing pest control professionals in this light and recognizing the vital role that pest control plays in keeping our communities safe and healthy. What was once considered a nice-to-have service is now regarded by many as a need-to-have service. Homeowners want to protect their families from pests they no longer think of as mere nuisances, but as disease carriers. proactive pest control is no less important than installing smoke detectors or fastening seat belts. Like the pharmaceutical and medical industries, professional pest control has made great strides in the tools and methods employed to protect the public's health and property. New techniques, like the widely accepted integrated pest management approach, help control pests by removing the food, water, and shelter they need to survive. Controlling pests with an intelligent combination of biological, cultural, physical, and chemical tools minimizes risks. And the pest control materials available today are the most environmentally friendly in history. They employ better technology, lower doses and volumes, less toxicity, and they don't bioaccumulate. Like medicines, they've been comprehensively tested for safety and efficiency by the federal government and approved for safe use. People are coming to understand that good pest control is as much about the way a product is used as it is about the product itself. Pest control professionals are trained to follow label instructions, employ sound pest management practices, and work in harmony with the environment to efficiently control targeted pests. Greater confidence in the safety of professional pest control is matched by greatly increased confidence in its effectiveness. Pest control product manufacturers invest millions of dollars every year in researching and developing better technology, formulations, and delivery methods. Of course, the best chemicals and technology in the world would be useless without the right expertise to take advantage of them. Today's well-trained, well-educated pest control operators are true professionals. They have the knowledge and experience to use these tools to efficiently eliminate pest problems that would have been extremely difficult to control just a short time ago. Modern pest control professionals set an excellent example for younger generations in search of a successful and meaningful career. And future generations of pest control professionals have a lot to look forward to. The pest control industry is thriving and continues to grow stronger every year. Becoming a pest control professional is a smart career choice that combines science, health, technology, customer service, and public welfare. When you add it all up, the work of pest control professionals touches millions of lives every day. Making the world healthier. Protecting our homes and structures. Safeguarding the world's food supply, projecting and encouraging professionalism, and improving our overall quality of life. Thanks for spending this time with me to learn a little bit about why I love what I do for a living and just how much of an impact the pest control industry has on all of our lives. I'm happy to be a part of something that truly does make the world a better place.
He did a much better job than I could have done, so that's why I like to show that. To introduce our keynote speaker today, a good friend that we all know, we talked about suppliers, one that is a good friend of our industry that's always there for us, Darcy Olds with Bayer Environmental Science.
Thank you very much, Bill, and thank you for the kind words. Again, my name is Darcy Olds. I'm a territory sales manager for Bayer Environmental Science. Bayer is very proud to be part of the 34th Annual Pest Management Symposium, and we're proud to be sponsoring this morning's keynote session. Just before I introduce our speaker this morning, I'd just like to tell you a little bit more about Bayer. Bayer, of course, is a science-based company. We are committed to innovation. We're committed to bringing new products to your market. We're a global company. We've been in business for almost 150 years. There's about 100,000 employees worldwide that work for Bayer. And Bayer is involved in three businesses, of course, the healthcare business, material science business, the creation of high-tech materials, polymers, plastics. But we're also one of the leading companies in the areas of crop protection, as well as non-agriculture pest control. So again, similar to the video, a lot of our products are used to help enhance our standard of living, whether it's protecting our food supply or whether it's protecting our homes and our schools and workplaces. So again, environmental science, we specifically look after the non-agriculture pest control products for Bayer. Again, these include the pest management products that you would use on a regular basis. We're also involved in the vector control business. We're involved in the green industry business as well, so products used to protect golf courses, greenhouses, parks, etc. Our key brands for the pest management industry, of course, are the Max Forest line of baits, the ant baits, as well as the roach control baits. We also have a product called Dryon or pyrethrin dust, and a broad spectrum pyrethroid in Tempo 20WP. So our vision is to provide customers first choice solutions to protect and enhance their environment. And our mission is to dedicate ourselves to delivering solutions that answer the needs of our customers. And we want to build on Bayer's reputation of always improving our product line as we move forward. We're also committed to sustainable development, which includes balancing economic, environmental, and societal benefits as we do our business. Just like to thank you for supporting SPAMO. And at this time, I would like to introduce our speaker, Tim Gard.